quick sad note here at the top of music. Obviously, a lot of people have been talking about this since it happened. Joe Diffie passed away, one of my favorite artists of all time, period, hands down. Definitely one of the most amazing voices that I've ever heard. Just incredible songs, incredible person. You know, I used to drive back and forth from right outside Dallas to Nashville when I was living down in Texas and playing shows. And it was one of those things where I could make that entire drive just on a Joe Diffie Greatest Hits CD. And yes, I said CD. It was in the no skip disc changer with the
cassette
the
adapter.
Deck adapter. Yeah. And I'm just a huge, huge fan, always will be. And I thought something was weird because obviously he had sent out a message through social media and his, you know, PR team saying that he had tested positive for the coronavirus for COVID-19. And I sent him a message going, "Hey man, get well soon." And I didn't hear back from him on Friday. And I thought that was weird. And then unfortunately he passed away. So he will be very much missed, not just by his close friends and family, but people, a lot of artists like myself who just really loved him and looked up to him. I mean, I name dropped him in a song, and he was the first artist out of everybody that I name dropped and Raised On Country that actually like sent me a message.
That's awesome.
And it made me feel really good, man, because that was somebody that I looked up to growing up as a singer and as an artist and as a writer. You know, he had a lot of cuts as a writer that people didn't even realize, you know, he wrote for other people at the time. And in the 90s, he was pretty much recognized as one of the more prolific songwriters, as well as being a singer and a touring artist. So he'll be missed. So we're going to go to What Are You Listening To? And, you know, for me, I've got to go Joe Diffie. I have to. It is, you know, his entire catalog, really. But there's something about the song Ships That Don't Come In that, man, that is one of my favorite songs of all time. And just hearing him sing it, you know, I found some live versions of it that people had posted and went and watched those, as well as listened to him and listened to the original recording, and just so much character in his voice and so powerful. So definitely been listening to a whole lot of Joe Diffie music as of this weekend for sure.